6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's Tuesday. It's John and Wayne show. How we doing, Wayne?
Hey, 9 days, baby. 9 days. We are Braden Willis days away from the 49ers trading the 11th pick in the first round.
Now, it's funny that you say that. You would prefer a trade back, right? I feel like every 49ers fan, like, dude, trade back.
You heard I said trade. I didn't put a up. I didn't put a forward. I didn't put a back behind it or anything.
I heard back.
I know. You ever get that, what is it? That thing they video sent, and they say, listen for this word and you'll hear this word, or listen for this word and you'll hear this word. You heard what you wanted to hear. You heard back. Some people hear up. I want more picks. I want top 100 picks. That's where I am.
Yeah, third round is where it's at.
It's going to be sweet, baby. Sweet like the honey in the honeycomb.
Dude, I love it. So here's a couple things we're going to talk about today. And first off, I got to say, maybe not apologies. I took 2 days off from recording. I have been real busy on the home front. I'm feeling great. I wanted to save my energy for this show because I want to go about draft philosophy for the 49ers. And so I want to debate how you see these picks and how the 49ers should versus how I see them. I kind of have my whatever. We'll talk through that. Then we're going to go through a couple of players. We're going to talk some Kenneth Grant. We're going to talk some Will Johnson, who, you know, had his pro day. What to do with that? Where is the value? Where should he be slated if he is slated? Then I want to talk some visits. We've got a lot of topics. I'm very, very excited about this. This is going to be a fun show. So let's start off with this. the 49ers draft philosophy, and I want Wayne's answer for Wayne first. Mm-hmm. Is it more of a, especially early on, is it in the first round, let's just talk that 11th pick, are you swinging for the fences? Or are you going for a double, can't miss, hit it down the fairway? Look, this is going to be a good starting football player that, you know, or is it all about that ceiling? Man, we've got to get an all-pro type player. So at pick 11, how do you see it whenever you're going through your mock drafts, all this different stuff? Should in your opinion, Wayne, should the 49ers be going for kind of safe, good fits? Or should they be, man, you are swinging for the fences no matter what?
That's a great question. I always say that first round pick needs to be an impact player. Now, that doesn't mean you have to swing for the fences to draft an impact player. You can draft a guy that can get you a double every time they get up and still knock a run in if you got guys on base. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's still an impact. I think at 11, I think where you're picking is where, I think if you're picking 1 through 5, you're going for the home run. If you're picking anything past that, you're looking for an impact player, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to knock it out of the park. I don't think the 49ers, the only time the 49ers have knocked their first round draft pick literally out the park was when they picked second and drafted Nick Bosa, right? Even coming back and getting trading up to get Brandon Ayuk at 25, I think they knocked it out of the park, but that was something, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't a top 5, top 3 pick or whatever like that. So you look at their draft history under this regime, they're not really knocking these first round picks out of the park. They only did that once. So I think they're really looking for that impact player. I'm not saying that it has to be safe, but they're looking for an impact player. I don't, and unless they get the perfect pitch at 11 to where they can knock it out the park. Does that make sense?
What does that look like for you?
So
like
Mason Graham. That would be home skillet run. Now, there's no way he's falling to 11, right? So, you know, that would be knocking it out of park. Abdul Carter, knocking it out of park. Travis Hunter, knocking it out of park. I don't think you're going to get any one of those guys.
Yeah, it that's the thing. It, you know, shout out to my man John. Appreciate everybody in the chat today. Talking about a trade scenario on his last mock, 15 players drafted. I think the 49ers got room for that. Traded 11 to Miami for 4 extra picks plus 13. I don't know if that works on the trade chart.
A lot of picks.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on spots. Depends on what picks. He moved back 2 spots, but what else did you get? Did you get 4th round picks, 5th round picks? Like, what did you get from Miami?
That's a 100-point difference on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart. So if you got, like, both their 5ths, 7th, and the next round, then cool. I mean, if that's the thing. With this draft, if you trade back, you're not getting full value.
Correct.
You do a lot of other drafts. So if you could get thirds, if you can get later round picks, man, I would trade back from 11 to 13 for, man, the trade value says probably a 4th rounder. Like, I would do that in a heartbeat. Get there, mm-hmm. you know, 116 pick. Yeah, I would do it. But, man, our team's going to want to do that. That's
the hardest part, right? Like, yeah. Which team wants to move up? Of course, a lot of teams want to move back, but which teams want to move up? That's the key.
Everybody wants to trade back.
Exactly, an invader. This is the key.
And so, like, man, there was a really good quote. Let me go to this real quick. I saw it on Larry Kruger's timeline. Here it is. DaCosta, right, the Steelers, says their team has 217 draftable players. He said there's been years where they've struggled to find 165. So that's an extra 50-plus players. He touted the importance of the middle-round picks in this draft. That's the strength. Wayne's repeatedly said top 100, top 100, top 100. That's the first 3 rounds. Mm-hmm. Now, the 49ers have 4 picks in the first in the top 100 picks. We actually have pick 100. You want to trade down, right? So, like, you talked about getting the impact player at 11.
Correct.
And you want to be safe. But, okay, so here's another question, okay? So, again, my draft philosophy is, man, be safe, okay? So, shout out to my man, KAD. He's a Patreon subscriber. He brought this up. He said, man, I heard you say in a recent episode about how you want to be safe, go for doubles, don't swing for the fences. With that being said, Kenneth Grant at 11. If you can't trade back, does that fit the mold for you, Wayne? I don't think either one of us have Kenneth Grant in our top 20. Is that correct? Right at it?
It might. No, because Nolan is in my Nolan is my 20. Kenneth Grant is he in my top 20? Where are you, Kenneth? He's 22. Isn't that funny?
I have him 27. So, like, okay, we're at a somewhat consensus that, you know, first round players.
For sure, for sure.
But 11.
Not a, and that, see, that's the key. Like, so I really feel like having the first pick outside of the top 10 is ridiculous. It's tough because the pressure is to knock it out of the park. You get up to that plate, you're looking to knock it out of the park. But I don't think that's the philosophy that the Niners need to go. Now, again, they might get that perfect pitch and a player might drop that they are high on. But if you're going need, because to me, the biggest need is interior, like defensive line, period. That's the biggest need. And then you can go, I think linebacker is a huge need. I think offensive line, but biggest need defensive front, right? So whether you go edge, whether you go interior, I love Kenneth Grant. I'm not drafting him at 11. That's a reach for me for a guy that's predominantly like a nose tackle type guy, and would be good as what the three technique, excuse me, on in a 4-3 defense. But I mean, can he be? I don't know. I couldn't draft him at 11. He wouldn't be my guy at 11. Now, if I trade down, now we talking.
So, okay, well, let's play this out. What if, and shout out to Lynn Dog, says there isn't a slam dunk at 11. It'd be a pick and hope situation. So let's just say they do take. They stay there. They take Kenneth Grant at 11. There's no trade back.
That's cool.
They're just like, you know what? Let's go safe. Let's play this out.
They addressed the need. They got a run stuffing, athletic, pass rushing, defensive tackle. That's what they got.
And so what is that next episode, the Wayne Breezy Show? So everybody needs to go follow, subscribe.
It's going to be go blue. Like, right? Like, right? Listen, I'm trying not to draft. I don't want the 49ers to draft another Michigan player at least for 4 or 5 years. At least give me 4 or 5 years of where it's not the Michigan player's fault. We should stay away from. I just need that grace. But, hey, man. Defense is where Michigan is built off of, and if you want to be sure you draft a defender from Michigan, you'd be good to go.
Yeah. Michigan, there's so many fits. Like, there's a lot of very good players. Now, one of the swing-for-the-fence type players just had his pro day, and probably the most mocked player to the 49ers from the national pundits or media, Will Johnson, who was seen as a top five pick coming out of that 2023 year national championship game MVP, took over the game. I mean, just baller, 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 but then has not one, not two, but three lower leg body issues. Mm-hmm. Did not run at the combine, did not run at the pro day, had a separate workout, not even the Michigan pro day, went through, did some drills, didn't run the 40. He had a 4.33 short cone. That's far below average for starting corners. 37 vertical. That is average. What do we do with Will Johnson? Again, probably the most mocked player to the 49ers from national media. You're the Michigan guy. Talk to me, man. What do we do with the corner hasn't run still?
It's funny how for some players the Underwear Olympics doesn't matter, and for other players, the Underwear Olympics matters. I guess my thing is, if you watch the film, you'll understand that he's a premier lockdown corner talent in the league, and coming into the league, and the only thing you're concerned about are the lower leg injuries, which he'll outgrow, get stronger, right? Like we're talking toes, we're talking those types of injuries, and we've had an all pro player with a toe injury in Deion Sanders, right? And we've seen him play, and I'm not comparing him to Deion Sanders, but I'm just saying whether his 40 speed shows how fast he can run at top speed compared to what he does on the football field. He never even uses that speed. He's been tested by some of the best wide receivers. If you go back to 2023, he was an absolute clamp on Marvin Harrison, first round pick of the Arizona Cardinals, who
in our
just
division.
Happens to be in our bingo.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantande products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And so, like, I get why the national media might be pushing the agenda, because they may feel, not me, they may feel, well, they lost Tre'Davious Ward, and now you're putting a second-year guy out there who's going to be tested. See what I'm saying? So who doesn't have the same ceiling as Will Johnson? Might be better now, but if you're talking about in the future to where Will Johnson can be, I mean, his comps are Pat Surtain, and the reason why he's not even getting that comp is because he's not running. Pat Surtain ran, what, a 4.3, 4.4 at the combine. So that's the biggest thing. But if you're talking about a guy with good ball skills in the air, being able to defend, knowing how to jump the lanes, knowing how to trick the quarterback, like, you're talking about a guy that, like, has pick sixes. His interceptions are pick sixes. So when he gambles right. When he doesn't gamble, he's playing the pass well. So, like, that's what you're getting on film. If you want to trust the Underwear Olympics and you want to trust that, that's fine. That's part of the draft process. But he's not a bad kid off the football field. He has the mindset to want to play football. He's just trying to get his body right. And I'm okay with him not running. I mean, there's other cornerbacks in this draft that can't run because of injury that I feel like are going to be there. Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame, Suvon Revell from East Carolina. These are top-tier cornerbacks that literally would be first-round picks. Unfortunately, injuries set them back. So it comes down to what your eyes see on the football field when it comes to Will Johnson. Some players, you just got to watch the tape. Some players, it's just all on the tape.
And so, like, I guess my issue is, like, with the Underwear Olympics, and the 40-yard dash is the most important for corners to me.
For sure.
That's,
they have,
like,
to keep
the highest
with the receivers.
Right. Yeah. So that's my issue. Like, and that's why I probably put more on, like, Jay Higgins. He went out there and had a combine, worst athletic linebacker maybe in the past decade, but mm-hmm. his tape's good. But linebackers can overcome poor 40 times and poor athleticism because it's instincts, they're
respect.
Closer to the ball, all those things. So my question, and you pose this, if this is the big if Will Johnson is there in the second round, right, is that a lock for you?
Is it a lock? With the 43rd pick of the 2025 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers better select cornerback Will Johnson. And it's a big if.
Huge
because
if.
We're talking about this kid as if he's not going to be a first round pick. He's going to be a first round pick. The question is, how far does he drop? And other teams are going to be looking. And here's the funny thing. We won't draft him, right? We won't draft him. And Miami will get him, which is cool. But it's a team that's based off of our team. They're going through the issues with Jalen Ramsey currently, who's seeking a trade. And, you know, it's cool. I feel like I don't want to pick. I don't think the Niners need to go corner. I don't care if he's the best player on the board in the first round. I need to stop the run. We need to be able to stop the run. That's the key.
Okay, well, let's add this to Will Johnson. He's not a positive run player as a corner.
No.
Like, that's not his thing. Missed tackle rate, makes some business decisions that time in 2024 anyway, not in 2023. I never saw that in his 2023 tape. So, like, all right, where do you think he should be slotted? If you're building out your 49ers draft big board, you're 11, you're saying, I don't want a corner no matter what, no way, no how. I want D-line.
Yeah, that's me.
You're saying 43, you would take him. So absolutely. Where is the spot? You talked about trading up for 25 for Brandon Ayuk being a home run. Does he fit that caliber?
Absolutely. You're talking about a first-round caliber player.
So give me a number. Let's say we pass on him.
I think 25 is good. I don't think he makes it past 21 because I think the Steelers go after him to lock up their secondary. Can you imagine him, Fitzpatrick, and freaking the Porter Jr. kid? God dang. Good. Glad we're not in that division. But my point is, he wouldn't make it past 21. So if you're the Niners, and this is a guy you wanted to trade back up to get because you just wanted to lock in your secondary. We're not even thinking about the new philosophy from Ray Brown. Like, he might really like this kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we might throw him a bone. Hey, man, we can potentially move up. This is something that we do. Who would be a guy you got your eyes on? I wouldn't be surprised if it's a kid that plays good. He plays really good zone. He's a zone corner. Like, zone corner. That's what he does. And that's why I think his cognitive ability is what separates him. That's why I say you got to watch the film. You got to watch the film. He'll get better at tackling. That's a thing. He'll get better. He didn't have to tackle in Michigan. They everybody played deep. But he was on the defend. He was on the receivers. Like, he was on them.
Josiah was not a lot of guys got outside of Josiah. And I will say this, you said 23 for
he's
Will.
He's the or slowest, 21? Fastest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Explosive.
It's explosive. That's
explosive, man.
Man, what a word. How are you slow and fast at the same time? Explosive.
You're the dumbest smart person I know. So my wife has said that to me many a times. And I'm just like, thank you. Ow. But you said 21 for Will. I have him 23. 23 is my spot. So, like, again,
we're so close.
Yeah, it's like there's a realm there. Now, I like this. Invader says Jahdae Barron is probably higher, I'd wager, on the Niners board than Johnson. What are your thoughts on that?
I think Jahdae Barron is higher because of the injuries and him not running. You got a kid that ran. And so that's why I said, like,
4-3. He ran 4-3.
Yeah. You got a kid that ran 4-3. But see, to me, Jahdae is a fit. So if you're a team that likes the versatility of a corner, then that's your guy. If you're a team looking for that next coming of a Jimmy Ward, but better, that's your guy. That Jahdae Barron is it. He could play outside. He could play inside. Hell, he could play safety if you needed him to at some point in his career. Right now, he's explosive to play outside, but his size, he could play inside with that speed as a nickel. So it makes sense why he's higher on the board. If Will Johnson didn't get injured, played this season, he had two pick six. Yeah, the pick six before the injury, before he sat down, right? So, like, if he played this season and he did participate in the Underwear Olympics, it would be a conversation. Will Johnson be clearly the number one corner coming out of this draft? But he didn't do any of that. I'm okay with Jahdae Barron. Again, look, I just don't see the 49ers going corner because that's not the need. Now, if these players fall, that's a whole different conversation. There's no way Jahdae Barron is falling out of the first round. It's just not going to happen.
He's too clean.
And he's versatile. He's a weapon.
Yeah. Will Johnson's outside corner. And so two more questions before we wrap up this Will Johnson. James Montgomery says, Will Johnson is just a better version of Ambry Thomas. I'll die on this hill. Agree or disagree?
Nah, Ambry wasn't that guy at Michigan. For you to even think that, yeah. Wow. Like, Ambry was never that guy at Michigan.
Yeah, and then Invader says they said Akello Witherspoon would get better at tackling too, and he did, not until he went and played for Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, Steelers, then he became a good tackler, then he goes to the Rams, and still he was the worst physicality guy. So, like, yeah, we Mike Tomlin, we do not have That is
yeah, but okay. Will Johnson doesn't have a physicality issue. It's not that he doesn't want to tackle. Like, that's not it. Like, we've had Deion Sanders physical. And he yeah. wouldn't tackle. So come on, guy. But no one yeah. also threw to his side.
Yeah, it's hard to compare him and Deion. It's hard to compare.
I'm not. I'm just talking about as far as the tackling mentality. Like, Deion didn't want to tackle. He would stray away from contact.
Right.
Like, that's not Will Johnson. Will Johnson just missed his tackles. There's a big difference.
I like that. Break it 80. Appreciate the super chat. Per the usual, quarterbacks will rise into the top 10. Good player will drop to 11. If not, goal trade back to accumulate 6 picks. Wow, 6 is a lot. Value in the third. I would love 6 picks. But man, where are you at? How many quarterbacks go before the 49ers pick at 11? If you had to guess right now.
I'm so confused. Like, I thought for sure it was 2. But I still think it's 2. You know, even if I think Cam Ward goes to the Titans. And unfortunately, I think Sanders falls to the Saints. You know what I mean? But that's where it could get tricky. Because if I'm the Browns, let me tell you how dumb the Browns are. Let's just talk about how dumb the Browns are, right? Because the Browns right now should be all in on Shedeur Sanders. This would be the biggest smoke screen right now that they're putting out there. Why? Because they want teams to trade up to come and get it. And they can get the King's ransom for the number 2 pick, right? The Saints are going to need a quarterback. This injury with Derek Carr possibly needing surgery, going to be out for the season, that's crucial. So if the Browns are smart, they would be like, yeah, man, we're all in on Sanders, and make the Saints try to jump up and trade up to number 2 so that they can get this quarterback. That's just my opinion. Because right. Jackson Dart is good, but he's gonna take time. I feel like Jackson Dart is like Kirk Cousins.
That's not necessarily a negative. Shanahan teams.
Like, I'm just saying he's like Kirk Cousins. I mean, you could probably get him in the third round, is what I mean.
Okay, who goes first, Milroe or Dart?
I think Milroe goes first.
Oh, I would love that.
I think the athleticism is what some teams just want. Like, right? I did a mock draft. And I want it with the. Can you imagine if the Baltimore Ravens, like in round 3 or round 2, just drafted him, and then they have him and Lamar Jackson just running all over the. He could be the halfback. Lamar Jackson be the running back, and you could lead with. Golly. Like, it's just be crazy. No, I'm just saying. I'm just having fun with it. But I think Merrill goes before Jackson Dart, even though I think Jackson Dart's the better quarterback.
I have Dart ranked higher. I think I'm the same round, though. But, yeah, it's kind of what do you want? And the NFL's a copycat league. So you have the Shanahan teams that are looking at Jackson Dart going, And then you're like, well, Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. If we surround him with talent, Milroe, maybe we could do that. And, you know, Milroe just met with the Giants. You know, that's everywhere. So that's there, too. I think Milroe probably goes top of the second or back of the first.
That dude is at going to the draft. Yeah. Only way I'm going to the draft is I'm drafted on day 1 or day 2.
Yeah, day 1 or day 2. Yeah, and I think probably day 1. I mean, all the bets are the prop bets are 2.5 quarterbacks in round 1, and I'm like, dude, oof. I've already put in a bet over. I think three are going. Remember
that's what
last
I'm saying.
Year, six
I think
out of 12?
I think three are going. The question is who's the third quarterback? That's the prop bet we should do. Who's going to be that third quarterback? Is it going to be Jackson Dart? Is it going to be Jalen Milroe? Can you set that up?
So, like, you look at the teams, right? So,
Steelers.
Steelers. Saints. They already did the Kenny Pickett thing. Bro. And then last year they did the Justin Fields thing. So, they've had a little bit of samples of both. You
correct.
Know what I mean?
Oh, the styles of quarterback. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you draft for the double or do you go for swing the fences?
I think, with as bad as this quarterback's class is, you trying to get a single.
Next year is different. But I don't think Arch is coming out. I think he stays at Texas. But
that'd be smart for him.
Anyway, now, Jacob, this is what I want to happen. Wouldn't it be nice if one of those quarterbacks drop to 11 and some team jumps up to the 11th pick that really wants to trade with him? That's a dream scenario. Teams picking after 11. So Dallas, no. Miami, Nah, no, they've got Tua locked up for a while. Maybe they draft one, but not till later. They've got too many holes on the roster. Indianapolis, I think they're a year out. They're going to see what happens with, you know, Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. Atlanta, no. Arizona, no. Cincinnati, no. Seattle, maybe. That Sam Darnold deal is basically a one-year deal.
You in this Seattle thing. It's funny.
It makes too much sense. It makes too much sense.
I don't think they draft a quarterback. Not in the first round.
I don't either, but I think they're getting one.
No, for sure.
Tampa Bay, no. Denver, no. Pittsburgh, yes, 21. Chargers, no, 22. Green Bay, no. Minnesota, no. Houston, no. Rams, yes. Rams do. So, like, man, that's a thing. The Rams?
Not in the first round. They'll wait.
I think they will. Man.
I feel like they'll end up getting, like, Tyler Shug or Kyle McCord. Some of those guys.
How long do you think Stafford plays?
He gives him at least another year or two. At least another year.
Seems like every year there's a contract situation, man.
Yeah, they're working out something, right?
Every single year. That's all right. Okay, so now I'm excited because we're going to jump over. I'm going to show you some graphs that my main man Ben built about visits and what these visits tell us. Now, if you want to come to the draft and you want to hang out with me and Demo, and probably Demo, I don't know why I put myself first. Here are the details. And if you guys are on social media, D'Amador Lenore just shared the 49ers Rush Road Trip Flyer. That's right. Demo is going to be coming to our draft party. I'm so proud and honored. I've been telling you guys, I've been looking for a new favorite player on this 49ers roster because Dre Greenlaw's gone now. And I've been saying Demo's right up there. I don't think I have a choice anymore. Party with the faithful. Let's go. We're going to be at Broadway Studios over in North Beach area from 4 to 9 p.m. or until the draft ends. We might go longer. We rented the place out for the entire evening, so we could stay and party and have a great time. We're going to be there Thursday, and we're going to be there Friday for days one and day two of the draft. D'Amador Lenore, you want to meet him, autograph, all that kind of stuff. That's going to be on day one. We've got big screens, trivia, giveaways, you name it. It's going to be incredible. Day two is going to be awesome. That's for the hardcore draft people. Big screens everywhere, NFL Network, ESPN, plus we're live broadcasting. You are going to be covered. 49ers-centric coverage, nonstop. I'm so pumped, man. Get to meet D'Amador Lenore? What? Go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get your tickets now. We got tickets up for day one and day two. The link is in the description of the video podcast. Let's go support. We could use it. Now, my main man, Ben, shout out to NY Niners. He is freaking incredible. He went through and every single draft.
I never knew that was his first name. Shout out to you, Ben, and NY Niners.
He's a legend, man. He is a legend. He went through and every person, shout out to Steph Sanchez for, you know, compiling everything and all that stuff.
Steph.
Barrow's report comes out later to kind of go back and double check all those, which is awesome. But shout out to Steph. We absolutely love her. I'm going to be on her show, I think, next week at some point. But anyway, he went through and tallied basically Jimmy Johnson trade points for every position they've met. So if it's a first round guy, they get 1250. If it's a second round guy, they get 470, so on and so forth. Here is what he came up with on how the value based on visits. And cross that off with positions. Ben is a beast. So, if you are just listening, let us do our best to explain this. The lowest position met with is the safety position under 1,000 points, linebacker under 1,000 points, running backs over 2,000, wide receivers under 3,000, tight ends under 3,000, corners right at 3,000, defensive tackles 3,500, offensive tackles 4,500, and then edge over 8,000 points. This is a visualization on where and how the 49ers value these prospects. Wayne, are there any takeaways when you visually see where they're meeting with prospects?
Yeah, man, the edge, it sounds like it's a dire need, right? We're drafting in the first round. We're getting the best damn edge rusher we can get. I mean, you look at the Niners defense, and they've been trying to figure it out. Nick Bosa comes in his rookie season, has a phenomenal rookie season, gets hurt the following year, comes back. I think he won Defensive Player of the Year that year, right? Mm-hmm. F Comeback Player of the Year. Give me DPOY, right? Coming off the ACL injury. And then, you know, it's just you got to get him. And they've tried. They've tried to address it in the draft. They tried to address it in free agency. And this is just a year where the defense, the edge rushers, the line itself is really going to fall into the lap of the 49ers. It's almost like, John, they can't go wrong. Even though they can go wrong. Let me just make like they can't really go wrong. I mean, and I said that because they can go and get the athletic freak. They could go draft a guy like that, right? Shamar Stewart can be the pick. They could go get the big giant out there on the edge and a Mykal Williams at pick 11. They could go get a Jalen Walker if they convert him and tell him, yo, you're going to play edge and not linebacker. They could go get those guys, or they could go get the guys that produced. And I mean through the charts produced in college. The James Pierce Jr.'s who has character issues, the Mike Green who has other type of character issues. Are they going to draft those guys that are kind of risque? I don't know. But edge is the position that they definitely need to fulfill, because as you get deeper into this draft, now you're looking at guys that have like one-trick ponies as the edge rushers. They're either going to be speed guys, great moves, or power guys. Like, they're not really good against the run. Like, you got to pick your poison. But I can tell you right now, there are edge rushers all throughout this draft that the Niners can pick and will be impacts no matter which round they get them in. I'll leave it
okay, well, let me ask you this then. Let's say they go edge at the 11th pick. They don't trade back. There's not a trade there. Give me two answers. One, who would you like the most to be the pick, and who would you prefer not to be? Who's the, like, in that realm?
That's so funny. So I want Mike Green. I don't give a I don't care.
Ooh.
right? It's got to be a guy that I literally shut down. And it's funny, both players shut down the Senior Bowl. Both players did something to where they were probably asked to leave. Like, listen, you don't need to be here. That's funny. But the one guy I want is Mike Green. And the guy I think that they should stay away from and avoid, and I'm working on my reel too, so you guys will get this right here live before the reel comes out, Shamar Stewart. Like, just don't let that be the pick. And I get it. He's the perfect size, perfect build, has the speed, the agility, the athleticism, all that's there. You know what he's really good at, John? Generating pressure.
Yeah.
You know what he's not really good at, John?
Finishing, ever.
Finishing.
Oh, man, I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. Now let's go to the next position. Offensive tackle, 4,500 points attributed to the visits at that. And I mean, they've met with them all. You know, Mimbu, they've met with Banks, they've met with Campbell, they met with Simmons, they've met Josh Connerly. So same thing. Who is the one you would like the most? Who is the one you do not want if
Damn,
they went off?
Like, it's like you knew I was working on my
I'm sorry if we're rooted any content. That's not what I was
top three
for.
Players to avoid. It's coming out. Don't worry. I'll give it to them differently. But because I'm going off of position by need, and what's crazy is how shout out to Ben again. Why are these my three positions? The top three positions right here. Edge, offensive tackle, defensive tackle. Look, if the Niners are going offensive tackle in the first round, I don't know why this guy keeps going unnoticed or are we overlooking him? Why is Kelvin Banks Jr. not being talked about more?
I think people completely are missing the narrative on what he offers and what he brings to the table.
Well, we're doing a piss poor freaking job then. Then that's on me. I'm sorry. And then look, I fell in love with Armand Mimbu's speed at his size, but he's a right tackle, and I just don't think the Niners need to replace the right tackle. They can upgrade at the right tackle, but I don't know if Mimbu's going to come in here and beat out the starting right tackle at this point in his career. So am I going to draft him for the future? I don't know. But when I look at if I'm going to draft an offensive lineman in the first round, it's a guy that I know is going to come in and be able to be that left tackle. Like, right? Like, that's for me. That's my theory, my thought process. Who's going to be that guy? And Will Campbell, he's good, but the best lineman in this draft right now is Kelvin Banks. And it's because it's his ability to block and running and to protect the quarterback. He's the perfect. He's the Mason Graham of the offensive lineman. If you love Mason Graham, you got to love Kelvin Banks Jr. You're the same person, opposite sides of the football field.
Doesn't have the freak athleticism. Doesn't have the, you know, NFL prototypical build.
Body build. No.
Just gets the job done.
Gets the goddamn job done. Ain't that what this is about? It doesn't matter how they look. Can they get it done? That's what Kelvin Banks did.
I was listening to Football 301. Nate Tice was interviewing his dad, Mike Tice, who coached in the NFL for, I don't know, 20, 30 years as offensive line. And he was having his dad, who's retired now, go over all these offensive linemen. And the funny thing was, like, this is a guy that, you know, you could disagree with him. Josh Connerly was one. Kelvin Banks was two. That was his one and two out of this entire career.
How funny is that? Because I've been really high on Josh Connerly. Isn't that funny? These are guys that I think will be prototypical left tackles for the next 10 to 12 years. So if you can get it, if you're going to go offensive line at pick 11, I think the sure pick would be Kelvin Banks, because he does have the ability to kick in and play guard. And so now you're filling in the left guard spot year one. And then if Trent retires in his second year, he can slide on back over to that tackle spot. So that's why he makes sense if the Niners. Now, that's why he makes sense. And they've met with him. So that's key.
Now, and again, like, you know, I did this epic mock draft with 32 podcasters for each team, whatever else. And, like, I wanted to take tackle at 11. I don't think the 49ers are going to, though.
No, they're not.
And Invader says, I don't think they dress O-line until round three at the earliest.
Agreed.
I think that's probably right. But why would they meet with the second most value? They've met with all these guys. Why? Why, Wayne?
My theory is, and I've said this multiple times, I said this before the draft, we've had this conversation. No one wants to listen. No one wants to hear it. But what if Trent is done? What if Trent Williams is done? What if Trent has given them the heads up, and that's why? And I'm okay with it. Like, what can we do? Oh, we draft a guy then. All right. Last time Joe Staley was done, we traded for a guy. His name's Trent Williams. Well, guess what? There's nobody to trade for now.
That ain't out there. So and remember, we didn't find out Joe Staley retired until day two of the NFL draft.
You get what I'm saying? Like, so
I think Trent's coming back. I really think he's
coming back, but there's a possibility that he can possibly be on his way. I feel like he might have one foot in, one foot out. I always say with Trent, being an older player, and I'm not speaking for Trent, I just know what it is to be old, because I'm old. And when you're really great at something at an older age, it takes a lot more to kind of get going. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so if you get to a place where you just feel real at peace, you're at home, you're having fun, it takes a lot to get back to that other place where you know you're going to put your body through war, right? I'm not saying that's what Trent is doing, but I just feel like there's a possibility. I think the Niners need to be open for all possibilities. It happened to them before. It can happen to them again.
Yeah, and, you know, shoot, NFL news. Tyron Smith just signed a one-day deal to retire. He was drafted a year after Trent Williams. Trent Williams turns 37 before the season starts. Turns 37 in about a month, 2 months. Like, and so even if you are, look, Trent's coming back, and yeah, this is what's brought up all the time, Invader. You are incredible as always. Plus, Trent mentioned Whitworth and scoffed at the thought of being able to do what he did. It has talked about playing till he's 40.
I want Trent to come back, guys. I do.
But do you plan on that long term, especially with Colton McKivitt's last year of his deal?
Look,
like, it's not just one tackle.
Right, but you don't have to address that in this. You don't have to address it all in this draft, right? Like, you got to draft again next year. And then you look for a tackle next year. Or maybe the guys that you have in the building develop. I don't know. But if they're going after a top-tier guy like Kelvin Banks, Kelvin Banks is not a third-rounder. He's a first-round pick.
Yeah. He's number 11 on my board. And everybody says I'm higher on him because he's a Longhorn. Man, you see how I grade other Longhorns.
Let me see where I got him on my board.
He's the best blocker in space in this draft, period. Yeah, position.
Hands down. John, he's number 12 on my board.
There we go. And people could dog us. That's okay. Disagreements are a good thing. But, like, come on. Like,
listen, let me just tell you what I wrote about him real quick, because I have strengths and weaknesses on my chart. So Kelvin Banks, very quick feet, super powerful blocker, versatile, can play guard. He excels in pass protecting and run blocking. This is Mason Graham on the offensive line. Like that, and you said it earlier, don't look the part, but damn, they play very well. I think toward the end of the season for Texas, it being a long season, I think his body just started wearing down, and he just start looking elite like he was the first 5, 6 to 7 games, and he just started to take a downward down. But this kid is going to be phenomenal. As far as his weaknesses, at times he leans a little too far, and that can kind of like knock him off balance. That's what I saw on film, and there's times he may struggle against those speed rushers out there on the edge. At times, it's inconsistent. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and there is that. And you find that in the Georgia game against everybody. Anytime you bring up Banks, they all talk. And this is another thing that really bothers me is, look, in the big moments, right, the Georgia game, which everybody watched, he had his worst game. And so, like, I get that. That's fresh on everybody's mind. I think this is the Tyler Warren thing, too. Everybody remembers that playoff game where he just went ham. You have to watch more than that tape. And you have to go watch Kelvin Banks the next time he played against Georgia on a messed up ankle, did really good job. Or you watch Kelvin Banks in the playoff games and how he played against Michigan whenever he went up against Mason Graham. Mm-hmm. He held his own.
That's the game. That's the only game you need to watch.
Watch him against Michigan, and he's going against nothing but top-tier talent.
That's the only game you need to watch. Michigan had one of the top-tier defenses, and the only reason why their defense even, like, struggled was because the offense was trash.
Yeah.
Which means they were on the field 98% of the time, the defense.
That's a lot of tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Bro Montana. Appreciate the super chat. Sorry, it took me a minute to get to this one. Which player drafted or which draft player could shape the 49ers' identity? Is there like a captain like Jimmy Ward, Armstead, hard hitters like Huff or Greenlaw? He says Jahdae Barron. Who is somebody, and it doesn't have to be a first-round pick, somebody that you think the Niners are really, really high on that could be an identity-setting type player, captain style, that would fit what the 49ers do?
That's hard. That's hard, though, for me to kind of like determine, because I think you would have to look for a player. All right, because I would go with a guy like Carson Schwenninger. I feel like he's captain material, but will he ever be when will he be captain? Like when Fred Warner retires? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if he wants
to. You never even gave Dre a captain. What the hell was that about?
There you go. So, like, he would be a guy that, like, I feel like teams will run through a wall with, because you give me a kid that walked on to a football team, excuse me, and then balled out that 1 year. Whew, man, I run through a wall.
And a down linebacker class too. There's not a lot of top tier talent.
I'd run through a wall for Carson Schwenninger. So I feel like he has that captain material, but we already got the captain at that spot. And will he be okay? And I feel like he would be okay being in the shadows for right now, as long as he goes out there and does his job. I'll stick with Carson, man. I think he's a captain guy, like, in my opinion, linebacker.
I like it. Jacob Parrish is you know, anytime I get a chance to talk about anybody, I freaking love Jacob Parrish.
He's one of my top five corners for the 49ers, man.
Gosh, man. Let's see who else. I think Tate Ratledge, you know, another guy. If you went into your offensive
I don't get
line.
Captain from him, though.
No?
I get a mean mother trucker from outer space. Like, I get like Big Trouble in Little China type of guy. Like, he's going to come out there and just be mean. I don't even want him to be a captain. I want him to be mean.
Oh, I freaking like him, man. I freaking like him so much.
I love that. He's one of my top five guards, man. I want him to just continue to be mean.
Here's Kirby Smart's quote on Tate Ratledge. Quote, special as they come because of his leadership, 95% of Georgia's 130 players voted him as team captain.
Listen, I don't want him to be a captain. I want him to be mean.
But some guys
are captains by, you know what I'm saying, by example. Like, people might just, some guys are leaders by example. Can't knock that. That's true leadership to me. I don't need no captain to be a leader.
Everybody's going linebackers. Like, I mean, we're getting Schlesinger. We're getting.
I like the Demetrius Knight. Ben, I didn't know anybody knew about this kid. He's an older football player, but man, it's like he's been around the world and he just knows how to command troops, man. Yeah. Derek Harmon does look like a leader. Yep.
Oh, dude. There's some tone setters in this draft,
mm-hmm.
which I'm pretty excited about. I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie. Now, okay, Wayne, I got to be selfish for a moment here, okay? And so we did this thing called the Epic Mock Draft with 32 podcasters. We did
awesome.
All 7 rounds with trades, all that stuff. Here was my final draft haul for the 49ers, and I just kind of want your take a little bit here. And again, the reason why I'm putting so much emphasis on this is because this had nothing to do with computers or draft simulators. 32 humans for their teams that they specialize in, and these are the players that fall. I took Mike Green at 11. There were no trade back options. I went with the highest ceiling player. Traded back in the second, gave up 43-113 for 55-86-214. Josh Connerly fell somehow. I thought was crazy. Back-to-back defensive tackles in the third, Joshua Farmer, CJ West. Got Harold Fannin Jr. at pick 100. Denzel Burke, corner, 138. DJ Giddens, running back. Teddy Buchanan. Jack Nelson, he's a tackle. Want to move him inside. Keandre Lambert-Smith, wide receiver. Another defensive tackle, just value, Yaya Black. And linebacker Jay Higgins fell all the way to the end of the seventh. What are your thoughts on this? Be mean. Don't hold back. I want East Coast Wayne to come out here.
Oh, man. Just looking at your draft, man, this is a solid A draft for me, bro. Like, you nailed it. You knocked it out of the park in the first round with taking the high ceiling player. All right, so now you know you're going to get a guy that's going to come in that's going to produce, period. End point clear. Yo, you got a job. Go get the quarterback. Okay, coach. Like, you got that guy. You got a steal in the second round. How you trade back and get the steal?
I was mad.
What dumb 31 draft, mock draft managers did you play against? I got to do this for Bleacher Report on Wednesday. I hope I get 31 dumb guys, too, because this was I was stupid, right? They let you get Josh Connerly? Wow.
55. And I was upset because we did the trade before the second round started, right? So in between day one, day two, he wanted to jump up for a guy. Nobody would trade him. And so I was like, and so I lost points on this trade on my GM rankings, which they do, because I didn't get full value, but I didn't care.
You didn't care.
I wanted to trade back. And I would have took Josh Connerly at 43. So then I was mad when we were on the clock at 43 because I was like, man, Josh Connerly's sitting there at 43, but he fell all the way to 55. I don't know. I think people want to stay away from offensive line because they're not sexy.
Nah, I think they stay away from him because he got knocked out by Mike Green. But now they're on the same team. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Okay? Listen, a lot of people aren't talking about Joshua Farmer. All right? And I don't understand why. I mean, I understand Florida State was terrible, but they have some guys on the defense that stood out, and he's one of them. So Joshua Farmer, dynamic kid, big kid up front. That can definitely be able to plug the run. But I like his ability to rush the passer, too. Then you got C.J. West, who I think is the Tasmanian devil up front.
I'm really high on him.
I mean, you want speed, you want strength. Which one you want him to click on? Sometimes he give it to you both, you know. Now, he might over-pursue sometimes and miss tackles, but, hey, at least you know he's in the backfield. So I like that you doubled up right back-to-back. Defensive tackles, because you knew the value of the defensive tackles was going to drop tremendously if you would have went any later. So I like how you did that.
And
you
I was got two, stressed there. I
but
was
you
like,
got
oh
two 300 pounders. You know what I'm saying? That's 600 pounds of torque. Man, God dang, rev up the engine. And then you went and got my favorite tight end. I love me some Colston Loveland. I think Tyler Warren is going to be a stud wherever he goes. But this guy's going to be a playmaker. And I like that you went and got Harold Fannin Jr. And he's kind of fell to where he's supposed to. I'm curious to know what other corners were available at 138.
None. It was bad.
So like, they went, okay.
It was bad. And so, like, we wanted Jacob Parrish. We were going to take Jacob Parrish at 100, but he got sniped from us at pick 99.
Listen, that's
we
a dog,
on
man.
Fannin, which I was cool with.
Okay, Denzel Burke. Look, he's a good corner from Ohio State. I'm hoping he would come in here and fit. I hope he's a good fit. I was high on him, and then I watched him play toward in those bowl games. He just didn't really do nothing for me. DJ Giddens, another steal. There's so many running backs, and I think you got the running back at the perfect spot, right? There's so many running backs. Giddens, best of both worlds, pass catcher, speed is there, can run, outside zone is his specialty, love him. Then you went and got Teddy Buchanan. I don't know if it's Teddy or Teddy, whatever it is. You got the kid, the speedy, rangy linebacker from Cal. That's a solid pick. Like, to me, that's a solid pick. So you got your linebacker. I'm curious to know what other interior guys were there in that 214 range where you drafted. Is that sixth round?
Yeah, that was, you know, one of the picks that we got that in the trade back. So it was a bonus pick.
Yeah.
And I know Ant from 49ers Cutbacks really high on him moving to guard.
Okay.
So that was kind of the idea.
Shout out to Ant.
Yeah. He's the freaking man.
Yeah, man. So look, Jack Nelson, another mean guy up front. You got Keandre Lambert as a wide receiver. Curious to know what other receivers were available in the seventh. I know it gets scarce. Trust me.
It was weird, man. We had, like, Isaac Tesla went in the third round. Dante Thornton went in the third round. Like, it was
speed.
Interesting.
They were going off of speed.
It was Raiders, too, which I thought was pretty appropriate.
They still stuck with that. And shout out to NY Niners out there, because I was going to pronounce his name Yaya, and I just find out it's called Y-A. That's how you say his name.
Yeah, shout out to Ben. You know, he works on all of our draft profiles on the backgrounds of these guys, and he crushes it. Him and Josh, we've got a great team. But
I'm going to need his parents to refigure this out. There's no way that we were going to be able to get Y-A, you know. And he was at the Senior Bowl. There's no way. Come on, Y-A.
It's spelled Y-A-H-Y-A, but it's pronounced Y-A.
Yeah.
I like it.
Ain't no way we were going to get that. Mr. Black, that's what I'm going to call you. All right? Not messing up that.
That's pretty awesome, actually, Mr. Black.
Is he out of Iowa?
Yeah. So I'm pulling
up. You've been back-to-back Iowa Cats. I like this, man. I like this. And look, you doubled up at the linebacking spot. You got the speedy, rangy guy that can drop back and play coverage. And then you got the general on the football field with Jay Higgins, who plays way faster football speed than he runs. That's why I gave it an A-. I Denzel Burke is my question mark. I know he's an Ohio State guy, and people are going to think I'm hating. But if you said that the talent was gone, I got you.
Look at this comment.
My name is Jan.
Is Jan. Yeah, it's pronounced Bob.
That's funny.
I love people, man. I love people. So anyway, I don't know. I thought I want – the whole idea behind that is just trying to get somewhat of a realistic look if humans are making decisions. And like, you always get the thing, well, so-and-so won't fall that far. So-and-so won't fall that far. I don't think Connerly falls to 55, but man, this was a real life situation where it did happen.
I like real life situations. It's tough. I don't think I think more people hate when we mock draft, and I get it, but you guys got to remember we're going against a computer. And John went against 31 other human beings. So it's a little bit more realistic, right? Don't you think? And I'm going to be going up against 31 other human beings. So
How do we – can you give us more details on when and how?
Yeah, so this Wednesday, I believe this Wednesday, I'll give you the time. Is today the 15th? Yeah, Wednesday. Oh, shit. The 16th.
Tax day. Y'all better get your – I always defer my taxes.
I applied for the extension this morning. That's the first thing I did. Woke up, extension granted. Thank you. Got to October. Probably doing it in July. But no, seriously, download the Bleacher Report app. That's it. Download the Bleacher Report app. Follow me.
Wayne Breezy or Wayne Breezy?
One of them is okay. Type them both in, whatever. Or you could just go to 49ers, and then I'll pop up under their content as well. So, you know, and I'll be going live tonight at 9 p.m. on there. Probably doing my second to final mock draft with them. And if the more people that join, I'll let you guys do the picking. Like, you know what I'm saying? That'll be cool.
I love that. And yeah, so is that sure. 9 Eastern time?
9 Eastern, yes. Yeah. So that's 6 p.m. Pacific time. Yep.
Tonight. That's what's up, man. Yeah. Wayne, every time we get together, we have fun. And yeah. I learn a lot every single time. Again, just credit to all the work you put into the draft this year and just providing so much quality content for the faithful. It means a lot to all of us. And appreciate again, thank that. You for breaking all the news to me, because anytime I open Twitter, it's like you're up there with the Rappaports and the Schefters in my alerts. So I appreciate
thank
you,
bro.
Man. Go ahead. Let's close this show out, man. Take us out of here.
All right, faithful. 9 days away to our glory. The Niners are going to get better. You know what I mean? That's how I'm looking at it. So, guys, stay locked in right here on 49ers Rush. Don't forget to get your tickets. Get them now. I won't be there, but John and Diamador Lenore is there, and that's all you need. John, make sure I get my autograph. Love y'all. Sir. Keep it faithful to the Bay. We out. Peace.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.